I've brought in a couple of things, actually, all to do with how chimpanzees think and how that affects the way they live. I've always been fascinated by things that we find in nature that kind of show that animals aren't that different from us. And in the last couple of weeks, there have been two stories about chimpanzees, which is it's great from my perspective. I find it fascinating. The first of which is people have been looking at chimpanzees' abilities to understand cooking. Now, chimpanzees don't cook in the wild. They haven't really harnessed the power of the microwave oven or even fire. But they do seem to value cooked food over raw food, and they will kind of keep raw food and put it in a cooking device that the experimenters gave for them. They'll wait longer for cooked food. They'll wait, they'll give up a larger amount of uncooked food for a small amount of cooked food, that kind of thing. And then on top of that, a different study that's come out of Oxford Brookes University has shown that finally we've found evidence that something called the drunken monkey hypothesis exists, which is something that people have suggested for a while, that kind of early apes, the common ancestors we have with apes, had a value for finding alcohol. And this has been to do with it because it's a good way of finding fruit, because the fruit ferments. And then if you look for alcohol, then you find a good source of fruit trees. But they've actually found that groups of chimpanzees in West Africa, they go for, there's a plant called a raffia palm. And on the top of these palms, the sap accumulates and is open to the air, so kind of slowly ferments and gets slightly alcoholic, around about the strength of weak beer in the end. And people will actually harvest this, and it's sometimes known as palm wine. It tastes revolting, but it is about the strength
You've
of beer,
sampled
as I
this,
said.
Have you?
I have, yeah. when I had the misfortune to try some when I was in Africa once. It tastes somewhere between bad eggnog and off wine. But the chimpanzees seem to like it. And
I think
actually,
I've had some of that in my local.
Quite possibly. But yeah, the chimpanzees will seek it out, and they'll go and they'll drink reasonably large quantities of it, seemingly get drunk, and will return. So they don't seem to learn not to.
What does a drunk chimp look like, out of interest?
I haven't seen one. I'm not entirely sure. Sadly, the paper didn't describe it in detail. They just said they become inebriated and left it at that.
They sort of beat up their bedrooms and puke all over the place, perhaps.
I would imagine that some of them would vomit, yeah.
So I've loved hearing recently that we've been finding human intelligence to be less and less kind of sacred. And I've seen some great studies on similar things to this. I saw a great one recently, which was that crows can understand poetry. But it seems like, I think that they have the kind of abstract reasoning in some way that they can understand poetry.
How do you know a crow likes poetry? How on earth did someone do that?
I actually can't remember the details of the study. I'm hoping that what it was that they gave the crow some terrible poetry, some good poetry, and the crow showed preference to the good poetry.
But it depends what you judge to be good or bad, doesn't it?
But that, also, in what way is that going to be understanding poetry? It could just be the meter in a way that is in some way comparable to birdsong. There are certain frequencies that carry better and sound better in nature. Mm. Going so far as to say they understand poetry might be pushing it. Yeah.
But my question is, if we are currently doing this, chimps understand cooking, birds understand poetry, is there going to be any test we can do to just say that the intelligence of these animals corresponds to human intelligence rather than this kind of individual?
It has been done with a few things. This is an experiment called the Theory of Mind experiment. It's basically a test to see whether or not one individual can kind of attribute a so-called state of mind, a degree of empathy towards another individual. And chimpanzees can do this in the way that if there's a dominant individual that either can or cannot see where an experimenter's hidden some food, the subordinate individual will eat that food if the dominant individual hasn't seen it, but won't if the dominant individual has seen it. And that is used as evidence that the subordinate individual kind of understands, you know, the state of mind of the dominant one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then birds do that too, don't they? Because some scrub jays do cache food based on prior knowledge, because Nicky Clayton at Cambridge University has done this experiment where they put these birds in a sort of bird hotel, and they know that when they're in the, let's call it the dining room, they get fed in there. But the bedroom, they never get fed in there, and that every night they get locked in the bedroom. But in the morning, they have the free run of the whole thing. And so her reasoning was, well, if they know they're going to be locked up there and they know they're never fed in the bedroom, then maybe they'll hide food in the bedroom when they've got it available in the dining room. And they do. And so they're obviously thinking, wow, I get locked in here and I'm hungry, so I'm going to hide some food in there on the off chance I might need it later, which is kind of neat, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, and there's other examples as well, whether or not they understand when an object's been hidden from sight, whether if they know it's still there, which is something called object permanence. And all of these experiments have certain parallels, and in some, the same experiments have been done developmentally with humans, and you can kind of tag it to the rough age of a human child. And so with theory of mind in chimpanzees, it starts to emerge in humans at the age of 4 or 5. And so as far as you can actually quantify it, you can roughly say an adult chimpanzee is maybe somewhere around as smart as a human child.
This is The Naked Scientist, and it's our science Q&A show where you ask the questions and we hopefully answer them. This one's come in.